Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Scientists have discovered technology that turns plants into meat without any factories, synthetic chemicals, or seed oils.
I know how they're doing it, too.
It's called a cow.
Yes. Yeah. I've been doing it for years.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Cow or pig or, yeah, anyway.
Turn green grass into protein.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. You bet. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
I learned that from Arnie down there in Cameron.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody asked him what he did for a living. He says, I turned green grass into protein.
Into protein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without factories, synthetic chemicals, or seed oils.
Yeah, naturally.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a crazy idea, isn't that? Yeah. All right. Hey, in honor of this week's show, I have some famous last quotes.
Oh, you do?
I do, yes. All right.
Tell.
All right. General George Armstrong Custer, commander of the 7th Cavalry,
right.
1876.
Yeah, yeah.
His last words were, how many are there?
Wait a minute.
There's how many?
My information is bad.
Right. Recon wasn't good.
Not so good.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Jesse Chisholm, 1868. Now, you know he died of food poisoning.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. 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 His last words were, this smells kind of funny.
Taste this.
Oh, well. Yeah. Here, taste this.
Is this thing?
Actually, that was somebody else's last words to him. Taste this.
Try this.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. John Wesley Hardin, gunfighter, 1895.
Yes.
Ha! Missed me.
Try again. Yeah, he was a rough one to catch, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. I think he's credited with 20 or 30 people he put in the ground.
Yeah.
There's a special place in hell for him, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Santa Anna.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
1876.
Uh-huh.
Remember what?
Who?
Who?
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah, right. let's see. Oh, Jesse James.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this ought to be
Outlaw,
good.
Outlaw, 1882.
Uh-huh.
Here, hold my gun for a minute.
Here, hold this.
Here, hold this for a minute while I turn my back on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Oh, dear. Let's see. Oh, Sean O'Grady.
O'Grady.
Yeah, Transcontinental Railroad nitroglycerin specialist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 1868.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The trick is a really steady hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I shoot with this
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
right. I shoot with
this. Look at this. Ooh, steady.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody who knows what we're talking about knows good movies.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I shoot with this one. All right, let's see. Texas Jack Bailey, trick rider for Buffalo Bill Cody.
Okay.
1872.
Yeah.
Here, hold my beer.
Yeah. Watch this. Yeah, famous last words.
Yeah, famous last words. Yeah, right, yeah. Let's see. Johnny Fry, Pony Express rider, 1860.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you sure this is safe?
Are you sure?
I am an orphan.
Yeah. Yeah, what
right.
have I got to
yeah,
lose?
Right, exactly, yeah. Amelia Earhart, do you know what her last words were? These are terrible, I know.
I'm not real sure.
Where are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we?
How about George Donner?
Oh.
Captain of the Donner Party, 1846.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm just sleeping.
I
was just sleeping.
Leave me alone.
Hey, we got a great show coming
That's
at
terrible.
Us this week. It is terrible. Trinity Seeley is riding along with us. Trey Allen has some cowboy poetry for us. We have Sourdough Slim. He's riding along with Cousin Willie.
Willie. I see he was on the playlist.
Dave Stamey, but we're going to start with Matt Robertson, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah, our theme song, Frigid, High and Lonesome.
Hot coffee is waiting, he's contemplating moving to a country where the mercury don't drop. Looks forward to summer, why don't leave, he wonders. He must love this life, or he's too dumb to stop. His spurs, they're jingling, his toes, they're tingling. Frosty breath rises like warm chimney smoke. His cabin cows on stormy nights, been riding since daylight, trots for the house, but he'd sure like to load. They call it a country where a cowboy is king, where a peaceful day's ride is easy on your mind. He wonders if he can hold out one more frigid, high, lonesome winter time. He's still gotta go. To shirk any task would be a blow to his pride. But the winters seem colder, each year he grows older, making him as bitter as the wind outside. They call it a country where a cowboy is king, where a peaceful day's ride is easy on your mind. He wonders if he can hold out one more frigid, high, lonesome winter time. Old wounds that once mended, the pain he thought ended, return each season with the coming of the storm. And old flames he had kindled, he once thought long dwindled, return late at night, but no longer are warm. They call it a country where a cowboy is king, and a peaceful day's ride is easy on your mind. He wonders if he can hold out one more frigid, high, lonesome, oh, so lonesome, that frigid, high, lonesome winter time.
That's what happens here. Frigid, high, and lonesome.
I was just going to say, that is our theme song.
That's us, absolutely. Yeah. Matt Robertson, good way to start out Cal Radio.
Where's he from?
Well, all over the place.
He's been everywhere.
Yeah, he's cowboyed here in Wyoming. He's cowboyed up in Canada.
So he knows.
He's all over the place. I believe right now he may be down in Nevada.
He's getting closer to the sun.
He's a cowboy. I'm not sure where he grew up.
Well, you know, Dick always says, I'm going to go so far south, you have to stoop to get under the sun.
Under the sun, right. Yeah. My favorite one is I'm going to tie a snow shovel to the front of my truck and drive until somebody says, what's that for?
What's that for? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And that's where you're going to park.
The famous last words.
Exactly.
What's that for, right?
What's that for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My famous last words, I swear, I won't do that again.
Or I'll remember that.
Oh, yeah. The biggest lie I tell myself.
Yeah.
I don't need to write that down. I'll remember that.
I got to.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Those are good famous last words. Yeah.
I bet you I won't do that again. I'll bet I do.
Uh-huh.
I bet I do it again. I bet I forget. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you'll soon remember.
Yeah. Well, it's because it usually ends up in harm. You know,
I mean,
something got smashed or broke or.
Those are the best lessons learned, those ones that hurt the most.
The ones that hurt.
Yeah.
And the ones that hurt financially.
Well, absolutely.
That too.
Yeah.
My father-in-law, his favorite saying was, he was a farmer over in Idaho, his favorite saying was, well, I wonder how much tuition we paid this year.
That's a good saying.
It is a good saying.
Yeah.
So at the end of the harvest.
What did we learn?
Yeah, he's tallying up, and I wonder how much tuition we paid this year. Yeah, exactly right.
That's a good way to say that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Famous last words.
Famous last words.
I'm going to wait just a little bit longer to see if the market goes up before I sell my calves. just a little.
Just a little.
It's on an upward trend.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, and it's still in pretty decent shape right now.
Right now, you can't get hurt.
No, yeah.
Unless you're buying.
If you've got an old bull that's not doing his job, you can actually even make some money off of it.
Absolutely.
For hamburger.
You could pay for the fuel to get to the sale barn.
There you go. That's right. You're not losing money by taking him to the sale.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll wait just a little bit longer.
Yeah,
right?
Just a little bit longer, yes. Yeah.
I can make it through that drift.
I can make it. That mud puddle's not that deep.
It's not that deep. It hasn't been wet for that long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I can make it.
Well, and that snow drift has been there for 6 weeks, freezing and thawing,
right.
And the wind pounding on it.
And it packs it.
Oh, gets harder in the back of your head.
It gives you a false sense of security. It gives you unjustified self-esteem.
That's what it
right?
is. It's right there.
Right?
Arrogant, no good for nothing.
And the problem is you get your front wheels up on top of it, and you break through.
Kablooey.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you're high-centered.
And then you get that thing out that's tied to the front of your truck.
Oh, yeah?
The snow shovel.
The snow shovel. Oh, yeah. There
you, start
there you go.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying maybe we had a winch.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, heck no.
We got one, but it don't work.
It don't work, right? Yeah. We do have a handyman, but it's not going to do you a whole lot of work good in a snowdrift.
Oh, man, that's a jaw-breaking proposition right there.
Oh, man. One of the worst whoopings I got was from a handyman Jack.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Hey, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial.
What?
But the good news is Dave Stamey's going to sing to us when we come back. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.